Oh, hi, it's Marcus Roma here, Artistic Director of Pilot Theatre, just giving you a brief update about the work we've been doing at Pilot and what we've been up to and what's about to come forward in the future. We've been a bit quiet recently, basically on these networks. We've been opening the show again. We opened Romeo and Juliet again at the Unicorn, had a great two-week run there, got some great reviews and feedback. It's currently on a break this week and we're opening again at the Curve in Leicester. We're running there for 2 weeks in the main house and then the project continues on until April when we close. At Buxton. So we've got a busy time ahead for the production, which is going really well. It's great to see everybody again after the Christmas break, and the show's working really well, and all the 12 people on the road are doing a great job sort of keeping the show there and getting some great responses. So that was great. We had a great week in Shrewsbury last week. Just so you know, we've been a bit quiet because we've been putting together applications for funding and looking at our programme and looking at the kind of new plans that we put forward for the future. More of that will follow as and when we hear the results of those things. But basically, we've been very busy putting some stuff together. And particularly, we've got an international feel to this particular audio boo this time, partly because we've got some exciting things happening. As we speak now, we've got Mandy Smith and Richard Herford, who are currently in Oulu, which is in the very northeast of Finland. And it's about minus 28 there, and they've gone up there for the writers' meeting for our Platform 11 Plus project. And basically, that's an opportunity for Richard, who's writing What Light with Giuditta Minucci, who is from Theatre Elsinore, which is in Milan. And they're collectively writing this piece for us, which Katie Posner will be directing, and that's going to be on at York Theatre Royal in May. So there's some final touches to that, but also a meeting of the 12 countries in the project. We're putting together the final production for the final thing in
2012. All the final production will come together, which is all 12 countries each submitting a writer, and we're going to produce something which will involve all those organisations coming together to create something special across the whole of Europe.
So that's an exciting thing. We've got sort of stuff going on there. And also, very, very great news is that I was chosen by the Arts Council. I submitted an application and been chosen to visit South by Southwest, which is in Austin, Texas, with 10 other creative producers as part of the Pervasive Media Studio via Watershed are running this project, which allows us to go to South by Southwest, which is interactive film, music and media festival and conference in Austin, Texas. We're also going to be running and part of a week's intensive work in June down in Bristol. So we're very excited to be part of that particular delegation and that particular project. And prior to that, the week before, I'm heading out, before I go to Austin, to California to the TED conference. I was again selected to attend the TED conference, which is technology, entertainment and design. And that's a really extraordinary opportunity for us and for Pilot, for us to be able to meet and to make some networks and connections with some of the, you know, the most serious and creative thinkers on the planet, really, which is what happens when those people get together and share the talks. And if you haven't had a look at the talks, have a look at TED.com. And that's one of the things that has inspired us to create the Shift Happens conference, which, of course, has been running for 3 years now. So I'll be looking for new people there because we'll be running the TEDx, which is our own independent TED event, this year in York. We're going to be running TEDx York on July the 7th. And again, more details of that will be released in April. But basically, that's what we're planning to do. So that's very exciting. And I'm really looking forward to the opportunities that this throws up for us as an organisation, as well as on a personal level, meeting people and seeing some inspiring talks and events and also some networks. And being part of looking at that whole new area of creating new work and looking what it is to create and how to create new work. I'm looking for new opportunities on the digital landscape. So that's very extraordinary and I'm really excited about that. So basically, we'll be blogging and keeping all the stuff on Twitter and all that kind of stuff. The network stuff will be pretty active over the next few weeks as we fill you in with those details. And the same as with Richard, he's just posted a blog this morning from Finland. So we are being busy at Pilot, even though we might have been a bit quiet on this particular network. We've been sort of doing things under the hood, if you like, and keeping things going. But we're looking forward to catching up with you in the new financial year in April and being able to continue and to let you know what we're doing, what we're up to. In the meantime, if you want to drop us a line to pilot-theatre.com, you can follow us on Twitter at pilot_theatre. That's where we are on Twitter. Just drop us a line, get us a message, let us know what you're up to and how we can find out about your work. So we look forward to hearing from you, and thanks very much indeed from myself and all the Pilot Theatre team. We'll see you soon. So in the meantime, just let us know what you're up to, and we look forward to hearing from you.